Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we all know, things in our world today are far from business as usual. The COVID-19 pandemic, protests in the streets, and cries of racial injustice have taken center stage. And that's why Pastor Rick has decided to set aside our regular programming in order to share his heart regarding these extremely critical issues. He'll be taking us through the small but mighty book of James in a series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. In this teaching, Rick gives you the principles you need to live through a pandemic. Please be sure to invite a friend or loved one to listen along with you today as we continue with our series. In a year that's caused millions worldwide to experience fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's never been more important to get God's life-changing word out to as many people as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will allow us to do just that. If you'd like to help this ministry as we reach out to the world with the hope found in Jesus Christ, just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called A Faith That Anchors Me in Storms.
Hello, everybody. I'm Rick Warren, pastor of Saddleback Church, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, and teacher for the Daily Hope broadcast. Now, in this series, my goal is to share with you practical and biblical principles that will help you navigate this crisis with stability and with strength. You know, I thought about it this week that actually we're dealing with two different kinds of pandemics. One of them is the physical disease, and the other is the emotional and spiritual dis-ease, emotional, spiritual dis-ease that comes with all the radical changes in your life that have taken place these past months. Now, I can't protect you from getting the virus, but I can help you cope with all the side effects of having your world turned upside down. And I hope you'll tune in each week to these messages that are geared toward this particular pandemic. Now, the professionals in healthcare, they can tell you how to avoid the disease, but I can tell you how to avoid the dis-ease, the negative emotions that we've all felt from the stress of this pandemic. Now, we don't know how long this is going to last, but God has not left us without help and without hope. You know, in the Bible, there's a very short little book called the Book of James, and it was written to people who were under enormous stress. They were actually at a crisis. As I pointed out in an earlier message in this series, the Roman Empire began a period of severe persecution, and people's lives were just turned upside down. Believers could not meet together, sound familiar, as they had in the past. And in fact, they were scattered. The Christian church was decentralized all over the Roman Empire. So the Apostle James, who was actually the half-brother of Jesus, wrote them a short letter, it's at the end of the New Testament, to encourage these people who are under stress and to give them hope and to teach them how not just to survive, but how to actually thrive in a crisis. Now, I said the book of James is a very short book. It's only 108 verses, but it is jam-packed with practical guidance, specifically on how to counteract 16 common negative emotions that people always typically feel in a crisis. And that's why I'm calling this series A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. If you have a faith that doesn't work when life doesn't work, it's a worthless faith. But this is a faith that works when life doesn't. If you missed any of the previous five messages, I want to urge you to go back and either listen to them or watch them online. Now, so far, we've looked at the antidote to five unhelpful and unpleasant emotions that people typically feel in a crisis. They feel scared. That's usually the first emotion in a crisis, feeling scared, feeling fearful. Then you feel troubled. And we looked at a faith that isn't troubled by trouble. And then you feel indecisive and you have a hard time making decisions in a crisis. We looked at that. We looked at feeling tempted by old escape patterns and old coping strategies that we tend to go back to when we're under stress. And we also last week looked at the feeling loss and feeling grief. Now today, I want us to look at what God says to do when you're feeling unstable. When you're feeling insecure and unstable due to all of the changes that are going on around you. And I'm titling this message, A Faith That Anchors Me in Storms. A Faith That Anchors Me in Storms. Now, I thought about this title when I was watching the news this past week, where in addition to having to deal with a pandemic, several southern states here in the United States were hit by severe storms and tornadoes, as if they didn't have enough to deal with. And the devastation was severe. And I don't care how many times you have seen a tornado and what it does to a community, it is always shocking to see entire homes just picked up in the air and torn apart and the pieces scattered for miles and miles. But you know, as I looked at that this week, it reminded me that probably many people feel that's a metaphor for their life right now. It's been picked up, it's in the air, it's scattered everywhere, and the storm of the coronavirus has swept everything away. Everything's come unglued, and it's all up in the air right now. Now, of course, you're gonna go through many different kinds of storms in your lifetime. Right now, we're all facing the coronavirus storm, but you may be facing a financial storm because of it. Or you may be facing a health storm or a relational storm. All of these can create instability in your life. So how do you anchor your life in a way to give you stability when the inevitable storms come? I have here on this table different kinds of anchors that I picked up from mountaineers, from rock climbers. And there are different kinds of anchors to anchor themselves to the rock. I want to talk to you about how you do that in your life. How do you have stability when the inevitable storms come? You know, Jesus answered that question at the end of a very famous sermon. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. And so before we look at the book of James and continue in our study, I want to first read to you Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. This is how Jesus ends the Sermon on the Mount. He says this, "Everyone who pays attention to my word and puts it into practice is like a wise person who built his house on a solid rock." On a solid rock foundation. He said, those are the people who listen to my word and do what I say. They build their house on a solid rock foundation. Then a storm arose and the rain poured down and the flood waters rose and the storm winds beat hard against that house. Yet it did not collapse. Nothing moved it because it was anchored to the rock. But Jesus said, everyone who hears my word and does not practice it is like a foolish person who's built his house on sand. And when the storm came and it hit and the rains poured down and the flood waters rose and the winds blew against that house, it completely collapsed with a huge crash. Notice two ways to live, built on solid rock or built on sand. And Jesus says that when the storms of life come, there are three external forces that can collapse your life. He said there are torrential rains, like the violent monsoon. There is the fierce winds, like hurricanes and tornadoes. And there's the rising floodwaters that submerge everything. Now, when you think about this, the rains attack your roof. They come down from the top. The winds attack your windows and your walls on the side. And the floods attack your foundation. You know, today, in your life, right now, there are three kinds of forces that are beating on you, and they're trying to tear up your life and your relationships and tear them all apart. The first storm is the culture we live in, the culture we live in. The second is the changes that we live with, and the third is the crises that we live through. And of course, we're in a crisis right now with this pandemic all around the world. Now, the only way to make it through these storms is to be anchored and fixed and attached to something rock solid that is unchanging. And I'm here to tell you today that there's only one thing on this planet that's never going to change. Everything else is going to change, but there's one thing on this planet that's never going to change. The truth of God's word. Because truth is always true. If it was true 10,000 years ago, it'll be true in 10,000 years from today. It's not an opinion, it's the truth. Truth is eternal. And in a crisis, you really need to anchor your life on God's word. It's the only thing that you can completely rely on. Hebrews 6, verse 19 in the Bible says this, we have this hope as an anchor for our soul, for the soul. It is sure and it is strong. That's the kind of anchor God wants you to have that holds you down and gives you stability when everything's flying off the charts, flying off the map, flying up in the air. Psalm 119, verse 81 says, God, my soul is weak from waiting for you to save me, but my hope is based on your word. Notice, hope is not based on an opinion. It's not based on a circumstance. It's not based on a personality. Hope is based on something that never changes, and then you anchor into it, and that gives you stability in the crisis. So that's what we're going to look at today. How do I anchor my life on God's word so that I'm not blown away in a storm like this current crisis? Well, James answers at the end of his first chapter. And if you'll take these practical steps this week that we're going to look at, it's not going to take me long to share this with you. If you'll take these practical steps, you're going to find yourself with greater stability, greater confidence, greater wisdom, and even God's blessing on your life. God promises it. He promises it. Now, if you have printed out the teaching outline, which is on the website, then you can write down these steps on how to anchor your life to the rock of God's word. All right? Here's the first step if you're writing notes. Number one, first, if you're going to anchor your soul to something that never changes, treat God's word as a gift. Treat God's word as a gift to me personally. You know, in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21, the Bible says this. The Lord says, my people, I promise to give you my spirit and my word, and these will be my gifts to you and your families forever. Now, James adds to what Isaiah says, that he says, I'm going to give you my spirit and I'm going to give you my word. In James chapter 1, the passage we're looking at today, verse 17 and 18, James continues, every good gift and every perfect gift, every perfect present comes from God our Father above, who created all the lights in the heavens. He's talking about the sun and the moon and stars. But unlike those lights, the sun and the moon and the stars, that create shifting shadows, it says, God never changes. God never changes. And he says, God chose to give us life by giving us his word of truth, so that we could be his most important creation. Do you realize that you are God's most important creation? You matter to God more than the birds or the cows or the worms or the horses or the fish. And in that passage I just read, okay, James, I don't know if you saw it, he mentions about five aspects of God's gift of his word. He says, every good gift and every perfect present comes from God. Now, here's what he says about the word of God. Five things. Number one, God's word is good. It's good. Now, what does that mean? He says it's a good gift. This is God's gift to you. And why is it good? Because it's beneficial. It's for your benefit. God didn't give us this book for his benefit. He gave us this book for our benefit. And if you're not reading this book, you're missing all the good things God wants to give you. God's word is good. Number two, God's word is perfect. He says it's a perfect present. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means two things. First, if it's perfect, it means it's infallible. There's no error in it. You can count on it. Then he says, it's being perfect means it's exactly what I need. You ever received a gift you didn't need? Yeah. You ever received an imperfect gift? Yeah. Well, God's word to you is his gift to you, and it's good, it's for your benefit, and it's perfect. It's exactly what you need. Number three, God's word is true. He says, his word of truth. This book will always tell me the right thing to do. It'll never lead me astray. It's always correct. It will teach me the truth, and it is the truth that sets us free, said Jesus. Then number four, God's word is unchanging. That's the thing about this gift. It's an unchanging gift. The Bible says God never changes, and so his word never changes. You know as well as I do that some of the gifts you get in life wear out. They fade, they rust, they break down, and you can't always depend on them. But this is dependable. You can depend on it. It's unchanging. You can count on what God says. And then the fifth thing he says is God's word is life-giving. It's life-giving. He uses the phrase, God chose to give us life by giving us his word. You realize God didn't give his word to horses. He didn't give his word to ants. This is what makes us different from animals. God didn't give his word to fish. We were created in God's image, which means we have the ability to love God and be loved by God. We're created and we were given his word so we can know him. If you didn't have this, how would you know God? Now, here's an important verse. It's there on your outline if you're taking notes. Romans 15, verse 4 says this. Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. And the scripture gives us endurance and encouragement so that we can have hope. Did you see that verse? Everything in this book was given to give you hope. Everything in this book, even the parts you don't understand, was given to give you hope. And he says, through this book, you're given endurance. That's the ability to keep on keeping on when you feel like giving up. And encouragement, the two things you need right now in this pandemic, they're in this book. If you don't have endurance and you don't have encouragement, it's because you're not in this book. And if you're feeling discouraged these days, it tells me one thing. You're not spending enough time in this book, because this is the book that gives you endurance and this is the book that gives you encouragement. So, the first way to anchor my life on God's word, to anchor it into the rock so I can't fall, is to be, and the way I'm blessed by the Bible is to stop taking it for granted, treat this as a gift from God to you, and then number two, realize that it's priceless. It's the owner's manual for life. So treat it as a gift, a good and perfect gift.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, in a year that has caused millions worldwide to become isolated, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out to as many people as possible with Daily Hope for their lives. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to this ministry. Please go to PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. You can also text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to give. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks by sending you Rick's brand new Daily Hope Silver Scripture Box with 52 Bible verse memorization cards based on the Invisible War series. And remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's PastorRick.com or the word daily to 800-600-5004. We'll lose any part of the grant we do not match by the end of this month, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us how God is using this ministry to change lives.
You know, I want to just thank every one of you for your generous support. People all over the world are now listening to Daily Hope because of your financial support. Let me read you a letter from Rhoda, who lives in Papua New Guinea. Do you even know where that is? It's down toward Australia. Rhoda wrote, "I want to let you know that the Daily Hope has helped change my views toward life because you share from the Word of God." She said, "I've recommended Daily Hope to all my workmates, and since then, the life of one of my colleagues has changed, and she's always thankful for your sharing. We listen to Daily Hope broadcast every day." So I'm praying for you, Pastor Rick. Well, thank you. Thank you for your note, Rhoda, and thank you for writing all the way from Papua New Guinea, and thank those of you who are supporting this ministry so we can reach people like Rhoda. I'm glad you're living out God's principles in your daily life, Rhoda, and I want to say thanks to all of you for your support. God bless you, and we'll see you next time on Daily Hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.